It's to the best of our knowledge from PRX. I'm Ann Strainchamps, and here's a question I never thought I'd ask. Is the nation-state splintering?
Let the thunder sound.
This is producer Shannon Henry Kleiber with
Xavier Giro. Xavi and I went to graduate school together, and Xavi is a professor of journalism in Barcelona, and he's from Barcelona.
It's
nearly recalling the bombardments.
Wow. We're walking around the Gothic Quarter, and a huge rainstorm erupted, just a torrential downpour, and ended up in this beautiful small square.
Very small and closed square.
It's called Saint Philippe Neri.
Just has two small narrow streets going out.
Yeah. Cobblestone streets and this beautiful archway and a Baroque church and a fountain. It's kind of romantic and sad because of its history.
Planes from the regime, Italian regime, when Mussolini was in power, they helped Franco, dictator.
This was in the midst of the Spanish Civil War. Franco was in power, and he was aided by Mussolini and Hitler, and he bombed this beautiful square, and 42 people were killed.
Many of the children were playing in the square, so many were killed by one of these shells that fell. And that's why this square is so famous. And also because the building kept the traces.
There's still shrapnel up against the walls of the church.
That left the bomb.
The shrapnel is in the sides of the building.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like this permanent history on the walls of the church.
Wow.
One reason why I thought it would be interesting to talk in this particular square is because of the parallels today in modern politics in Spain and Catalonia. The week I was there, there were these huge protests by the people who were trying to get independence from Spain, the Catalans. They're trying to break away from Spain and have their own Catalan identity.
It seems like now there's another civil war. It seems like it's happening again.
Yeah. Right. There is a conflict. There's no war, but there is a conflict, a very strong conflict.
They have a different language, a different flag. So when you walk around Barcelona now, you see this Catalan flag everywhere, and you see these yellow ribbons everywhere that people are wearing, or yellow ribbons are graffitied on the walls saying, "We want independence."
That 1st of October, all the world could see thousands and thousands of people going to vote in an election that was considered illegal. The central government is answering with prison and repression. They sent 10,000 policemen to Catalonia. More than 2 million people went to vote.
The government said about the vote that it didn't count. They fired the Catalan government, the president fled, and then was arrested and jailed in Germany.
They are accused of rebellion. The view of many Catalans, this is an outrage. It's not democracy.
So what will happen next?
Who knows? Who knows? It's quite unpredictable, quite unpredictable.
Producer Shannon Henry Kleiber in Barcelona with journalism professor Xavier Giro.